Well, good morning. For those who don't know me, my name is Ryan Lenners, and I'm a team pastor here at Ashworth. And today we are kicking off a new series for the summer that we're calling Risky Business. Now, when we think about this title, maybe some of you, like me, are imagining Tom Cruise sliding across the ground in his white dress shirt and his tidy whities. And we thought that'd be an incredible introduction. And I drew the short straw, but I said, no, Brent, you can't pay me enough. But, you know, others of you, maybe when you see this, in this title, to me, the word that jumps out is that word risky or risk. Risk is this really interesting word. It means it's an exposure to danger or the possibility of loss. But at the same time, while those definitions sound really scary and we say, why would I ever want to expose myself to danger? There's also a time where we like a certain level of risk in our lives. It makes every adventure more exciting and one worth taking. As we journeyed to Mars and beyond throughout our VBS, we had skits and we had videos. And in all those videos, they were all trying to create this element of risk and danger because that makes it more exciting for the kids. That's just something that we're hardwired to want, something that isn't always necessarily safe. I know that because I'm the father of three boys. So that is the life that I live. Okay, riding your bike is really cool, especially if you're growing up. My youngest loves to ride his bike, but he is beyond the boring part of just sitting on the seat. Now he loves to get going at full speed and then climb up onto the crossbar and hold on to the handles as he cruises around corners and downhills. And I'm like, okay, you know, if that's what you like to do. My oldest loves to swim. He loves to jump in. He's taken diving classes, but it's even cooler if he can climb onto the roof of the nearby house and jump off the roof into the pool. If you don't have Snapchat and your kid's a teenager, you need that so that you can see the crazy stuff that they do. And the thing about the risk that my boys take, it makes life more exciting, but it's also risk that they have a certain level of control over. They can look at the danger that they're looking at and they can say, does this look like fun or does it look too dangerous to take that risk? And the thing is, for most of us, when we look at the risk we have in life, all the risks that we deal with every single day, we don't have any control over most of those things. And that's why when we often think of the word risk, most of us think of it and it conjures up the feelings of fear and being afraid. Today, I want to tell you a story about a guy named Peter in the Bible who took a risk so that he could be closer to his Savior, Jesus Christ. We read this story in Matthew chapter 14, so if you have your Bibles with you and you'd like to open to Matthew 14, you may. Otherwise, the scripture will be on the screens. A bit of backstory about Peter. Peter is one of Jesus' 12 disciples. He followed him for 3 years. As we see Peter described in stories of him in the Bible, we see that he's definitely a leader, and he's also a bit compulsive. He's willing to just jump out in there and say, yes, it's me. And so, for instance, the night that Jesus was going to be betrayed and he was going to be arrested, Jesus was telling his disciples about this. And Peter said, not me, Jesus, I would die for you. And yet it was that very same night that Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And so this is the Peter that we come to in this scene, where Jesus now, as we come to this scene, Jesus has left his disciples. He's just fed the multitudes, the 5,000 with the loaves and the fish. And he told them, you guys get in the boat and you go across the lake. I'm going to go out to the wilderness, to the hillside right now, and I'm going to pray. And in this time, as Jesus went up to pray throughout the night, a storm came to the disciples on the boat, and throughout the entire night, they battled the wind and the waves, and they went nowhere fast as they were trying to cross the lake. And that's where we pick up our story in our scripture today. Beginning in verse 25, we read, shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. Okay, what we see right here, this is the story where Jesus walks on water. Whether you read the Bible or don't, whether you're a Christian or not, you've probably heard the phrase, Jesus walks on water, and it comes from this story. But what happens is a lot of people read this story, and basically they stop at verse 1, and they go, that's such a great story, Jesus walked on water. But we're not going to stop there today. What I want us to do is I want us to look at how his disciples responded to this incredible miracle. The next verse, when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. Now, if I were in the boat, I'll be honest. I've been fighting the waves. I've been rowing all night long. I'm exhausted. I'm fearful. And now I see some figure in the distance just sashaying across the surface of the water. And I'm wondering, what on earth is this? And you have to remember, in the ancient world, with their superstitions and such, they believed that ghosts and spirits and the gods lived in the oceans. And so for them to see a figure coming at them, I imagine that they had this thought in mind. I guess today's the day that I'm going to meet my maker. I guess this is the day that I am done for. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." Obviously, this is easier said than done. When you're terrified of something and somebody says, "Oh, don't be afraid," you don't just turn off your fear. But Jesus is reminding them of something so critical. He's saying, "Take courage, it is I." You see, Jesus is using words very similar to the words that we see used numerous times in the Old Testament, where God tells the Israelites, "Fear not, for I am with you." We see that phrase repeated over and over, "Fear not, for I am with you." And now here we see this story where Jesus for himself says, "Don't be afraid, it is me." You see, the difference between being afraid of a situation and not being afraid is not how fearful that situation actually is. It's not the actual level of danger there. The difference between our reaction of being afraid or not being afraid is whether or not you have somebody bigger than your circumstances on your side. And that's what Jesus is reminding them about. Yeah, the storm looks really, really bad, but I am with you. You've watched me calm the storm before. Stop being afraid about your circumstances. Here's where Peter jumps into this story. "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. Here's where Peter takes this enormous risk to follow his Savior, Jesus. He's already been with him for a long time, but it's in this moment that Peter wants to experience something fresh and new in his relationship with Jesus. He wants to get out of the rut. He wants to stop just being a follower and a watcher. He wants to participate in what Jesus is doing. He sees Jesus walking on water. He wants to be a part of that. He wants to get down and walk on the water with Jesus. He wants to take that risk and expose himself to that danger, all for the sake of being closer with Jesus. And he does. He does the miraculous. He gets out of the boat and he steps on the water and it supports his weight and he starts walking on the water, and we see this incredible miracle where Peter does what none of us have ever done. And I'd love to stop there and tell you that every risk we ever take for Jesus will go exactly like that. That everything you do will be smooth sailing and go perfectly. But that's not how this story finishes. Let's take a look. In verse 30, we see, "But when he," Peter, "saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, 'Lord, save me.'" Now, this is the part of the story that probably seems a little more relatable to you and I. We might be willing to take that first step to following Jesus. Like, we have this big idea. We say, "Yes, I want to do this amazing thing for God." And we get started. But it's after we take our first few steps that all of a sudden the wind and the waves show up and things get dangerous and we face a little bit of pushback and some people say some things that cut and they hurt. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the danger, we start looking at what's going on around us and that risk that we took, and we start thinking, "Why did I do this? Why did I step out of the boat? Why did I expose myself to this ridicule, to this danger, to this threat? What was I thinking? I could lose everything. We have that Peter moment. For some of you, taking a risk to follow Jesus might have simply been when you decided to become a Christian. And in that single decision, you ended up having family or friends making fun of you for your decision. Or maybe you had coworkers that started saying, man, you're not the same person. You're not nearly as fun as you used to be. Or maybe life hasn't gone as smoothly as you thought it would when you became a Christian, and you're starting to have doubts. You're starting to say to yourself, why did I take this risk to follow you, Jesus? It doesn't seem like it's paying off. I thought the waters would be smooth when I followed you, but they're not. Or maybe you've taken a risk to follow Jesus that's more specific. Maybe it could include sharing your faith with somebody, and they said something back that was hurtful. Or maybe you decided to generously give of your money, knowing that that was something that it would have been nicer to be in your bank account. Maybe you decided to talk to a friend about a difficult subject that God was laying on your heart to make sure you talked with them about. These are all ways that we take a risk when we follow Jesus and we follow his leading in our lives. And that's exactly what this series is going to be about. So I encourage you to come back in future weeks as we talk about what it looks like to take a risk in your life and to follow him with your finances and to follow his call in your life and to follow him to talk to somebody else about maybe sin that you see in their life and coming alongside them. But back to Peter and this story. It's seeing Peter in this moment, in this danger that he's exposed himself to, we see that he's taken his eyes off of the one whom he trusted, and he's put his eyes on his circumstances. And it's in that moment that his faith leaves him, and he stops thinking about the person he has his faith in, and he starts thinking about all that could go wrong. And it's at that moment he begins to sink. I'm guessing many of you can relate to this feeling of taking your eyes off of Jesus, looking at all the difficulty around you, and the fear that creeps in. And Peter's response was to cry out, Lord, save me! And immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. I love that the first word here we see is the word immediately. Jesus didn't wait. Jesus didn't say, hey, Peter, try harder. Come on, you can do this. Take another step. When Peter cries out, when all of his faith has left him, when he has nothing left to give, it's at that moment that Jesus reaches down, grabs his hand, and brings him to safety, putting him in the boat, and the storm all dies down. I think that some of you needed to hear this story today. Perhaps you feel like you have taken risks to follow Jesus. Maybe in just saying, Jesus, I'm going to follow you with my life, maybe with something specific, but right now you're in a bad place. Maybe you feel like you're sinking. Maybe you feel like whatever you're doing hasn't been worth the risk that you took. And if that's you today, I encourage you to do what Peter did and to call out to Jesus for help. Jesus is there to rescue you, and he's not going to wait. He's going to step in, and he's going to give you what you need in that moment. Here's where the story ends. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Fittingly, we see that this story ends with all the disciples recognizing the supernatural power of Jesus, and they worship him as the Son of God. That's one thing we can all take from this story. We see Jesus is Lord of all the world, nature and storms and everything, and he deserves all our worship. But the reason I wanted to share this story with you today is because sometimes we think that there's no risk to following Jesus. We think that if we join Team Jesus and we decide to become a Christian and put our faith in him, that life is going to be rainbows and butterflies and everything's going to go smoothly, and then we're really surprised when we hit a storm. But I'll remind you, The disciples who were rowing across the lake were doing exactly what Jesus had told them to do. They were being obedient and following his instructions. And you can't tell me that Jesus didn't know that a storm was going to meet them. And yet, in their obedience, they still hit this major storm, the wind and the waves. They hit the risky waters. And so the point I want to make today is that all of life is full of risks. Whether you follow Jesus or not, whether you live in a fancy home or you struggle to pay your rent month to month, all of our lives are full of risk and danger and the possibility of loss. Following Jesus doesn't remove the risk. It simply puts the God of this world on your side. In fact, there may be times when following Jesus will actually lead you into riskier situations than you might have otherwise gone. But if he takes you there, then you must simply keep your eyes on him and say, Jesus, I'm in the middle of a storm. This is harder than I ever thought it was going to be, but I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you led me here and you're going to see me through. I'm going to trust that I can grab your hand and you will take me through this safely. It doesn't mean that the waters are going to calm immediately. But it means that the God of this world is on your side and will see you through it. He will help you through that risky situation. For those of you who are not maybe trusting in Jesus with your life right now, I encourage you to consider putting your trust in him. There's two ways we can do this life. We can do it all on our own and hoping that maybe with family and friends, I got this. Or we can say, you know what, this world is too much. It's overwhelming, it's too heavy, and I can't carry this burden on my own. And you simply say, Jesus, save me, help me. I want to put my trust in you. I don't want to do this life on my own. I need you to carry me through these risky waters. And then trust that the God of this world will grab your hand, and he won't calm all the waters. He won't make life one of ease. But he'll be on your side as you go through all of life. So I encourage you to take that step, if you haven't already, and let Jesus help you through this life. So my final word to you today is this. Regardless of what you are facing in life, regardless of the wind and the waves and the wearisome struggle that maybe you've been going through for far too long, fear not. Take courage, be bold, and step out of the boat and trust Jesus with your situation. It won't remove all the risk, but it sure will make for an epic adventure. Would you bow your heads with me as we pray?